Remember the Marriage by Joy McLean. Hear the word of God. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made himself ready. Revelations 19, verse 7.
Marriage is meant to be a living, breathing example of Christ and his bride, the church. Divinely designed by God, marriage is a glorious, mysterious blessing that we are allowed to partake in while experiencing the intimacy that Christ desires with each of us. As husband and wife are to be one, Christ is one with God, and the church is one with God. Marriage is meant to glorify God, but so often it portrays something else: fear, control, pride, resentment, etc. Outside of our relationship with God, the relationship that we have with our spouse is the most important relationship of our adult life. It is vital that we are purposeful in tending to our marriage. The focus during the adoption process is the pursuit of the child. If we aren't careful, we can allow our complete focus to shift totally to that pursuit. Don't allow the paperwork, the fundraising, and the time-consuming tasks of adoption to steal the oneness and the joy of your marriage. Take time for dates. Take time to enjoy one another. If this child will be your first, then you know that your time will be limited and you will have increased stress. If you already have children, then you understand the importance of setting aside time alone with your spouse, especially before you enter a period of adjustment with your new child. There will be a greater risk for your marriage to portray something other than Christ when stress is added and time is limited. Children, adoption, the changes and challenges constrain a marriage relationship. It is so easy to allow the time constraints and the goal of adoption to sidetrack being purposeful in our relationship with our spouse. Yet, one of the greatest gifts we can give our children is the commitment we have to our spouse. We need to present a united front when it comes to raising children, and even if parents don't always agree, they can make sure that the children know they are on the same team. Take the time now, before you bring your child home, to discuss how you will discipline, what boundaries you will set up with the child, what values you hope to instill in your child. Discuss the need and willingness to be open in your relationship, each spouse being accountable to the other as to not allow the adoption or the child to take priority over the marriage. Just as adoption is a living picture of our adoption, marriage is a living picture of Christ and his bride. Your marriage is meant to portray this glorious picture. Your marriage is portraying something. Give your child one of the best gifts by being purposeful in your relationship so that it does represent the love of Christ both in and outside of the home.